Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. At any moment, it feels like it's going to hit the fan. Are you ready? Do you have at least 3 months worth of food stocked up? If not, go to preparewithx22.com. You'll find new, lower prices from My Patriot Supply. Plus, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping. This kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 solid months. It provides 2,000 calories a day to keep you well fed. Save $200 per kit when you stock up now. My Patriot Supply is on your side. They're charging less to help families more. Make sure to get one kit per person so you don't run out. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and save $200 per kit. Your kits will ship fast and free. With the world on the brink of chaos, don't take chances. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver RRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified RRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of 5-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there is always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2986, and today's date is January 31st, 2023, and the title of the episode is Information War Moves to the Next Level, War Paint is Applied, Day of Days, Freedom. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, the Biden administration, as they continually push their agenda, the people can see very, very clearly now between Trump's economy, which was very low inflation, very low unemployment, industry was coming back to this country, there were tariffs on China, everyone was prospering, and the country was energy independent. What do we have today? We have completely the opposite of what Trump did. And I do believe this is all part of the Patriots' plan to show the difference between what the deep state wants to do to this country, and I'm talking about the central bank, the World Economic Forum, and what Trump did to this country. And remember, Trump was playing in the private West Central Bank illusionary economy, and he was able to actually bring employment way, way down, make the country energy independent, place tariffs on China, renegotiate trade deals, and bring industry back into this country. Remember, they all told us that this was completely impossible. This couldn't be done. And Trump showed everyone it can be done. It's that easy. And now people are seeing the big difference. People are seeing, wow, look, it's only been like 2+ years. And look how everything has changed. And it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. Why? Because all of a sudden, we have a lot of the tax credits coming to an end, which means it's going to be less money in the people's pockets, which means that people are going to suffer. And you have to remember, going back all the way back to 2020, A lot of things were put into place to prop up everything, to prop up the people. And they gave additional tax credits. They put out stimulus money. That's all coming to an end right now. And that's going to be a huge problem moving forward. We're going to be talking a lot more about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about the Eurozone right now, because out in Europe, we can see that they're in big trouble right now. Now, they didn't enter a recession. They narrowly avoided it because of Ireland. But the rest of Europe is completely imploding on itself. And I don't know if this is going to work out later on. Now, of course, the IMF is out there. The ECB is out there saying, holy crap, everything's improving. You know what? Our outlook doesn't look that bad anymore. It seems like everything's cooling down. Inflation's cooling and everything else. I do believe that this is going to reverse itself very, very soon. Because we can see that the deep state players, they are not going to give up where they're pushing their agenda. They're going to continue on to try to bring us into the Green New Deal, the Great Reset. And if you know the playbook, you know exactly, this is exactly what they're going to try to do. Now, what's very interesting, we could see Biden is out there. He's pushing the Green New Deal. Everyone buy an electric vehicle. And David Zipper put this out and said, Biden is giving free publicity to the Hummer EV, a 4.5-ton behemoth so inefficient that it pollutes more per mile than a gas-powered sedan. Now, remember, every electrical vehicle is not the same, just like every gas-powered vehicle is not the same. And this electric vehicle doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Now, remember, they're out there telling you, listen, you can save a lot of money in fuel because we're giving you a $7,500 tax credit to buy this electric vehicle, and this is really going to help you out in the long run. Now, once again, remember, they created a problem. They took the country, which was energy independent, and they removed that. Why? They needed the fuel prices to move up, because with the fuel prices very low, the electric vehicles wouldn't make sense because people wouldn't be saving any money. So they needed to raise the fuel prices enough to try to convince people, hey, now it's time for the electric vehicles. But look what he's pushing here. He's pushing this Hummer, and he's saying, this is incredible. You're getting a $7,500 tax credit. But when you look at the price of this Hummer, it's $269,000. Or if you look at a lower model, it's $229,000. So what is the $7,500 actually really going to do for you? I mean, think about it. This is almost as much as a house in many places. And this is absolutely ridiculous. And is this going to save you anything? Absolutely not. But you could see the deep state players, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they're prepared and ready to push their agenda forward. And how do they do this? Well, they use corporations, and you can see when you watch TV, you could see the ads and the commercials and all this stuff. They're always pushing a certain agenda. When you look at certain shows, you can see they're pushing a certain agenda. They have those in Hollywood, those in sports. They come out and they push a certain agenda, which is a message. And this is exactly what has been happening right now, where they want you to eat bugs. Remember, they need to slowly introduce it to make you think that this is a good thing. This is why you're going to start to see in a lot of these little news shows, you're going to see guests come on saying, hey, I'm a chef and I cook bugs. And they're going to try to make this seem like it's normal. Well, we have former England football captain David Beckham. He took to social media to reveal a new fascination for something rarely ever found in restaurants. What is he pushing? Oh, wait, bugs. Lots and lots of bugs. So he took to Instagram, and remember, he has 77 million followers. And this is the way the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum does it. They take these people that have a lot of followers, and they push the message out there. And he's showing a picture of guacamole, rice pudding, salsa, salad. And right next to it is a bowl of bugs. And this is how they're trying to convince people, look, hey, if David Beckham's eating it, it must be good. And 77 million people are seeing this going, hey, maybe I should try it. Maybe this is the thing to do. This is how they try to introduce these things. And you're going to see a lot more of this as time goes on. Because remember, they're headed down this path. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know they're heading down this path, because I do believe they forced them down the path way before they wanted to. Everything is accelerated, because if they took 10, 15, 20 years to push all this, most of the people wouldn't recognize it. But now you're seeing it pushed right in your face, and they're becoming more and more desperate, and the plan has been accelerated. So they're going to push even harder as time goes on. And as they push harder, what happens? More and more people notice it, because it's right in front of your face. It's not like, oh, they're doing a little bit now. Oh, maybe that's just a conspiracy. Maybe I don't see it. They're pushing it very hard because they know they have a certain period of time. Because Trump and the Patriots, I do believe they trapped him in this agenda, and there's no escaping it. And what's very interesting is we could see the difference between the Trump economy and the Biden administration economy. And I do believe Trump wanted everyone to see this and experience it so you understand who's trying to make America great again and who's trying to destroy America. And it's very, very easy to see. And of course, the way the deep state does it, the way the central bank does it, the way the World Economic Forum does it, they make it seem like these things are just naturally occurring. Oh, the fuel prices just naturally went up. Oh, the egg farms are burning down. That's just a natural problem. Oh, the chickens aren't laying eggs. That's just naturally occurring. And they all of a sudden have a solution for all these naturally occurring things. But you could see the difference right now. And actually, Dan Scavino, he put out a meme on True Social, and it kind of sums it all up. And the first picture is Trump, and there's tons and tons of eggs around him. And down below, it says Trump economy, which is egg-onomy. And then down below, there's another picture, and it's Biden holding a little tiny egg, one, and it says Biden's egg-onomy. So you could see the difference, and it's very, very clear. But when you start to look what's happening around the country, people are really realizing the difference because you're starting to see a lot of stores close right now. Bed Bath, for one, is closing about 87 additional stores, and they're also closing 5 Bye Bye Baby stores as well, and all of its Harmon Beauty locations. So Bed Bath is in quite a bit of trouble. And remember, they're the ones who decided to get rid of MyPillow. What do you think a lot of people did? A lot of people said, you know something, then I'm not shopping there anymore. I'm done with this company. And I do believe this is exactly what's happening around the country. And these corporations that thought they had the upper hand, well, look what's happening. Everything is being destroyed around them. And the economy is not helping. Look what's happening out in California. California is a complete and utter disaster. And when you look at the homes out in San Francisco, home prices are declining year on year, and it is a complete and utter disaster. Actually, if you start to look at all the cities around the country, and a lot of them are run by Democrats, you can see they're on the decline right now, and it's getting worse and worse as time goes on. And there are going to be a lot of people that are going to be in quite a bit of trouble. Because think about what happened during the pandemic. Remember, Biden came in, they had all this stimulus, they were sending money all over the place. They said, okay, a tax credit for your child, we're going to move this up. Well, this is all coming to an end. And when it all comes to an end, what happens? It puts less money in the pockets of the people. If the people have less money, that means the people are going to be struggling. If the people are struggling, they're not going to purchase as much as they were. And now we're going to see the actual economy start to actually shift in a completely different direction. And it's not the direction that is up. I do believe it's the direction that is down. And the Internal Revenue Service, they issued several releases and warnings about potentially lower tax refunds this filing season. Some analysts say that it could put a strain on some families who may have anticipated an expanded child tax credit. So there are 4 main reasons that will cause 2022's return to be smaller. The first is no more stimulus checks. The second is that what was called the enhanced child credit, that's gone. A third reason is that the pandemic era tax break for charitable deductions was killed off for this year. Noting that the fourth reason is because some individuals might face taxes on investment gains. Now, tax breaks that were implemented for 2021's taxes, they have returned to prior levels. And the child tax credit dropped back to a maximum of $2,000 per child. Remember, people used to be taking about $3,600 for every child under 6 and $3,000 for minor children age 6 and older. Now it's back to $2,000 for each. Is this going to be a huge problem moving forward? What about all the stimulus money? People aren't going to have that. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster moving forward because people aren't going to have the refunds. People are going to be struggling. A lot of people count on their refunds. A lot of people say, okay, I got this last year, I'm going to get it this year. And when they find out, because a lot of people aren't informed, when they find out that, like, holy crap, wait a minute, I thought I was going to get a much, much bigger return and this is all I'm getting. This is going to be very hard for us then. How are we going to make ends meet? Because I was depending on that money. A lot of people pay off their credit card bills. A lot of people use it for other reasons. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster. And this is why I'm saying the economy most likely is going to start to shift. And think about the tax cuts that Trump put into effect. They're starting to expire. And this is why Trump was out there saying this needs to be renewed. Because if that starts to expire, the economy completely falls apart. Now, remember, Biden, he's in a tough position right now. Because if this stuff is renewed, it shows that Trump was right. If he doesn't renew it and the economy continually falls apart, it shows that Trump was right. So he's trapped in all of this. And I do believe what he's going to do is he's going to probably not renew them. And everything's going to start to really fall apart. And actually, it's going to accelerate. And I do believe this is why Trump continually says that the recession is a nice word. We're going to be heading into something that's a lot more disastrous for the American people. And who's going to be to blame for all of this? This is going to be the Biden administration. They're the ones who are going to receive all the blames. The people are going to hold them accountable for all of this because they're the ones who didn't do anything. Now, the stories are going to come out showing that, hey, the economy was propped up because of COVID. Now Biden didn't do anything to help the economy. Plus, he allowed the Trump tax cuts to expire, and now it's even worse. So no matter which way he goes, he's screwed. And it's not just him. It's also going to be the Fed, because remember, they've been telling us that, hey, we got everything under control, inflation's under control, and now they're on the opposite side of the curve where the curve is coming down, and they're saying, okay, you know what? Now we don't have to raise the rates that much. We can start tapering. We can start lowering the rates, and everything's going to be fine. Well, what happens when the entire economic system starts to fall apart? Is the economy fine? No, because what's going to happen? People are going to lose jobs. People are going to find it very difficult to make ends meet. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they already know this. I mean, Trump has already sent out warnings. He already told you what's going to happen. And if he's telling you that it's going to be a lot worse than a recession, that's the nice word for it. Yes, it's going to be a lot worse, because think about all the things that are ending right now. And for those people that are the lower income bracket, the middle income bracket, it's going to be very tough for those individuals. And even those people that are making $100,000 right now, it's even tough for them. Disclosed TV put this out on Telegram, says 64% of U.S. consumers, or about 166 million, were living paycheck to paycheck at the end of 2022, up 3% from 2021. So if the economy is doing better, like Joe Biden says, then why are more people living paycheck to paycheck? And what's going to happen with the new lower returns? What's going to happen when they don't renew the tax cuts? Well, it's going to get worse. And out of the group, some 8 million people were earning more than $100,000 per year. And think about this. All these people right now are struggling. What do you think is going to happen when everything starts to turn? It's going to be a complete and utter disaster. And remember, this has nothing to do with Democrat, Republican, race, or anything like that. Everyone is in the same boat. Everyone is going to be angry. Everyone wants to know, what is the government, what is the Fed going to do about this? And think about what they've been doing. They've been telling everyone, don't worry, we're getting under control. Biden's out there telling everyone we're in a recovery. When everything starts to shift, then what? He just trapped himself in all of this. It's a no-win situation, and I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to step in. Remember, Trump has been giving solutions to all different things. I do believe he's going to start give solutions in regards to the economy at the right time, at the right moment. And the people are going to say, yes, this is what we should be doing. How about the House? House, can you create some bills, do what Trump is saying, let's get this economy rolling again. Now, of course, the House can pass the bills, but if the Senate doesn't pass it, well, it's dead. If the Senate does pass it, what did Biden already say? He's going to veto every single thing that is thrown at him, which means the people are going to see, hey, here's another solution that Trump has given. The House created legislation. You're denying it again, and the economy's getting worse. Actually, Trump actually has him. Now, let's say Biden does the opposite. Let's say he signs it all and the economy gets better. It's all of Trump's solutions. He has them where he wants them. And actually, I do believe Trump is doing all of this, and not just him, the Patriots, to bring us into a new system, to move us away from the private central bank. And I do believe all of this is in process right now, and you need the people to hit that precipice, and it's a bad thing. Nobody wants to see anyone struggling economically. Nobody wants to see anyone lose their jobs where they can't support their family. But once again, they were going to do this no matter what. Actually, it was going to be a lot worse. They were going to bring down the entire system, and they were going to bring it down pretty darn hard. During the pandemic, when everyone was shut down in their homes, and we had a global economic shutdown, think about the disaster we were going to be in. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to use this crisis to their advantage. And you can see everything is set up and prepared to head in that direction where we can move away from this controlled central bank system that doesn't benefit the people into a new system that actually benefits the people. And once people see this, they're never, ever going to want to go back to a private Western central bank system. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off. Plus, receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. And get ready to look your best this new year. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they are scrambling right now because you could see that the flow of information is coming out. Remember, we are in an information war. And you can see that they are now moving to actually shut down the flow of information. Think about what's coming out from Ukraine. Information is now coming out from Russia that, yes, there were biolabs in there. Yes, they found the documentation. Yes, we know where they moved these biolabs to. They moved them out of Ukraine. And we know that they were going to try to blame Russia for some type of biolab accident or some type of false flag. We also know that they're building up the story against Biden. If you notice the fake news, they're allowed to report on all this, which tells you everything you need to know, which means they're maneuvering to remove Biden. Now, yesterday we talked about how the Department of Justice went ahead and had a special counsel put into place. And I do believe they did this on purpose and staged the whole thing with Trump, even though Trump knew that they were going to do this. And I do believe they led him down this path. They used the special counsel to block the House from getting any information. Now, does this mean that everything is blocked? Absolutely not. Think about what Durham has. He has all the declassified information. Trump has the declassified information. That's just waiting in the wings right now. But why did they do this? Because they didn't want this lead to one person, then to another, and then to another. They wanted it to stop at Biden. They didn't want it to go any further, and they knew the House was going to investigate because they're in the process of removing Biden. But it seems that Trump right now, he is prepared and ready to take this information war to the next step. He already applied the war paint. He's ready for the information war, the next phase of it. And he's already attacking the fake news, attacking Biden, attacking every single person right now. Because now we're moving into something completely different. And I do believe he's setting the stage for this. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about GOP Representative George Santos, because we know that he lied. And all of a sudden, the D's, which are all liars, they're out there saying, oh, he needs to be removed. But think about Elizabeth Warren. Think about Adam Schiff. Think about Swalwell. Think about all the rest who've been lying to our face for a very long time. And they've been trying to get George Santos out. And George Santos is temporarily stepping down from his committee assignments until the investigation into his conduct is concluded. And we'll have to see how that all goes. But McCarthy, who is the Speaker of the House right now, he said something very interesting, that there are a lot of representatives now that are working remotely. About 47% of federal workers aren't in the office. Now, these are the people that are supposed to be representing the people. Where are they? They're sitting at home? This is absolutely ridiculous. There is no pandemic. There's no reason for them to be sitting home. And if they can't do their job, then there's no reason to have these individuals. There's no reason to have these people representing us. And we know a lot of these individuals, they're installed, they're not really representing us. And this is why they're all sitting at home. Because the real representatives who are representing the people, they're doing their job. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is in regards to the pro-life activist Mark Hook. Now, he was arrested. Actually, they raided his place. Why? Because they said he violated federal law for protecting his son from an angry abortion activist across the street from a Planned Parenthood in 2021. So what did the Biden administration do? Well, the Biden administration, and this is coming from Greg Price, sent 30 FBI agents to Mark Hook's house and arrested him in front of his wife and his seven children. The case had been thrown out of the district court the year prior, and today he was found not guilty. So he was found not guilty on federal FACE Act charges brought on him by the Biden DOJ for pushing a Planned Parenthood escort who threatened his son while he was sidewalk counseling. So really think about this for a second. The SS decided to raid his place. Did they really have to raid his place? So they built this up and they created this propaganda. And look, he is not guilty today. I think that tells you everything you need to know. Mike Lee put this out on Twitter and said, will the Biden administration now admit that the FBI's raid of this guy's house, which involved dragging him out at gunpoint in front of his kids, was an overreach? Of course it was, because think about Nazi Germany. What do? They go in and they raid the place. The SS comes in, they raid the place, they drag people out. Why? Because they have to make an example of these people. Did it work out for them? No. Why? Because we have the Constitution here. It's very, very different, but you can see they're following the same exact playbook. Think about what they did to Trump. They raided his place. What did they do to Roger Stone? They raided his place. And every single thing that they have done, has it worked out for them? No, they do it because it's all propaganda. They're trying to convince the American people, oh my God, look, they did something wrong. So we're going to raid them and make it look really, really bad. This is exactly what Nazi Germany did in the past. And remember, these people, they're panicking right now. They can't allow Trump to run for president. Remember, they removed him back in 2020. They cheated in the election. They overthrew the United States government. Actually, I do believe he allowed this to happen so that people can see the resident in the House and they can see the agenda of what they're doing. And he allowed this individual some time there so people can see the difference between the people that are destroying this country and the people that are trying to make the country great. But once again, these people still cheated in the election. They overthrew the United States government. They overthrew the duly elected president. And they can't allow him back in office. And they're doing everything and anything to keep him out. And actually, they're using the same exact playbook that they used before. And they're just pushing and pushing and pushing. And they're trying to make him fold. He's never going to fold. He's a lion. You come at him, he's going to hit back really, really hard. I do believe he has all the leverage, all the documents, everything to hit back really hard when the time is right. This is what he put out on True Social. He said the following: with respect to this Stormy nonsense, it's a very old and happened a long time ago, long past the very publicly known and accepted deadline of the statutes of limitations. I place full reliance on the judgment and advice of counsel who I had every reason to believe had a license to practice law, was competent, and was able to appropriately provide solid legal services. He came from a good law firm, represented other clients over the years, and there was no reason not to rely on him, and I did. Now, who's he talking about? Michael Cohen? The guy that lied to Congress that was thrown into prison? Absolutely. Now, remember, Stormy Daniels had to pay Trump's legal fees, and they're trying to bring this up once again and trying to go after him, and this is not going to work. Just like Bob Woodward and his book, this didn't work either, but Trump now is suing him because he used the audio tapes, and Trump put this out on True Social and said the following: I am continuing my fight against the corrupt, dishonest, and deranged fake news media by filing this lawsuit against a man whose image is far different from the fact Bob Woodward, his publisher Simon & Schuster, and their parent company Paramount Global for misappropriating, manipulating, and wrongfully profiting from my voice. Woodward and his corporate bosses not only tried to profiteer from the doctored tapes, which were only to be used for the written word, namely help and accuracy for his book, this was an open and blatant attempt to make me look as bad as possible. They have instead been exposed for the liars and forgers that they are, and I will always champion truth and battle against the evil forces of disinformation and fake news. Absolutely. And these individuals have been trying to remove Trump for a very long time. And every time they try, it completely fails. And I do believe this is why Trump put out on True Social, who's next to enter the Trump quicksand? Because the people that have, they've been never heard from again. They just completely disappeared. And once again, all these people, actually, when they do these things, they're actually talking about themselves. They're projecting everything that they are onto Trump. And it doesn't work when you do that, because the truth does come out. People understand and they realize, wait a minute, this is really about you. Just like with Obama, Biden, the fake news, where they were pushing everything onto Trump. It's all about them. It's all the crimes that they committed. It's all their propaganda. It's everything that they have done. And that's what criminals do. They project everything that they have done on someone else and try to make people, you know, they try to convince them that, look, this person is a criminal. Look what this person has done. And they use propaganda to do this. But you could see with the digital soldiers, with everyone pushing back, this is very, very difficult to do. And especially with Twitter now out there, True Social out there, Rumble out there, this is very, very difficult to do because they don't have control over the narrative. And you can see the deep state players, they're panicking. And they realize that Joe Biden, he's a liability. They're trying to get rid of him. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But we could see that the House now, since they're in control, they're now going after and investigating other individuals like Swalwell. Representative Jim Banks is pressing Democratic President Joe Biden to publicly release a classified report that details the nature of the relationship between Swalwell and the Chinese spy Fang Fang. So they want this information released. Now, do you think Biden's going to come out and say, oh, yeah, you know what, let's declassify this so you can have all everything? Of course they're not going to do this. But who does have this information? I do believe Durham might have this information. I do believe Trump might have this information. And they want this information declassified so they can see exactly what Swalwell has been up to. This is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward. They should actually declassify a lot of the information on Adam Schiff, or as other people call him, Watermelon Head or Pencil Neck. This individual should be completely exposed because he's been lying to the American people from day one. He is completely treasonous, and the people have the right to know what crimes he's committed. And I do believe that information will be coming out very, very soon. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this has to do with all the illegals coming, New York City mayor, he's freaking out. He's talking to Joe Biden saying, listen, this is absolutely ridiculous. We can't handle all these illegals. And there are more and more illegals coming in. But again, you have to remember, they never wanted them in New York City. They never wanted them in D.C. They never wanted them in certain places. They wanted them in other areas. And now they're feeling it and they don't like it. Does this mean they're going to stop it? Absolutely not. But look what's happening out in New York City. Miranda Devine put this out on Twitter and said the following. Illegal aliens refuse to leave ritzy hotel digs two blocks from Central Park for a new shelter in Brooklyn. Biden created this entitlement mentality, so of course they will continue to demand more and better free stuff and then complain if denied. Why would they want to move from a nice hotel into a shelter? Would anyone want to really do that? Absolutely not. And you can see that these illegals, they're staying put. But look what the Biden administration has done. So far this year, it's been what, 1 month? He has been freeing over 550 illegal alien criminals into the U.S. Now, the question is, why are they bringing all these criminals into the U.S.? What are they planning? What are they going to use them for? I think we all know. I think when the chaos starts, I think these people are going to be their foot soldiers. Do they have enough Antifa people? No, they need the hard criminals, the hardened criminals to do their dirty work. And this is why they've been bringing in human traffickers, child traffickers, MS-13 gangs, and anything else coming in, probably from other countries, which they are terrorists. But I do believe Trump with the Patriots, they know that this is happening. And we already know that the military, most likely, when things start to heat up, they will be taking care of all of this. Now, it doesn't mean it'll happen in a split second, but I do believe the military is monitoring all this because this is the one branch that is not corrupt. Yes, you see TV generals and things like that, but think about military intelligence compared to the NSA, CIA, FBI. It's completely separate and apart. And I do believe the military, the real military, as Trump calls them, they're in control of that and they're monitoring the situation. Remember, the military is not going to come in and save the day because the people, they need to see this play out. The people need to understand because they're the ones that have to take back this country. Because if they don't understand what's going on, how can they take it back? And how can they keep it? They can't. I mean, if the military just stepped in, arrested a couple people, people go, oh, that's great. Let's go back to our lives. And that's that. See, it doesn't work that way because the infiltration can come right back in. These people never go away, really. They always come back over time. And this is why, to keep the country for many, many years, the people need to understand. The people need to walk through the darkness. The people need to see all this. Just like during the Revolutionary War, the founding fathers, they fought with blood and sweat. A lot of them lost their families, lost their homes. They knew because of that, we can never, ever allow this to happen again. And they told generation after generation after generation, the same thing is going to happen now. The people are experiencing all this. The people are going to tell their children to tell their children. The story must be told. The people must understand how we need to protect our country from these evil forces that are going to eventually return. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. At any moment, it feels like it's going to hit the fan. Are you ready? Do you have at least 3 months worth of food stocked up? If not, go to preparewithx22.com. You'll find new, lower prices from My Patriot Supply. Plus, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping. This kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 solid months. It provides 2,000 calories a day to keep you well fed. Save $200 per kit when you stock up now. My Patriot Supply is on your side. They're charging less to help families more. Make sure to get one kit per person so you don't run out. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and save $200 per kit. Your kits will ship fast and free. With the world on the brink of chaos, don't take chances. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold is actually outperform the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver RRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified RRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. And they do it. I don't mean they're going to return in 5 years, 10 years. It's going to be many, many years down the line. But if the people don't experience this and people don't understand how to take the country back and keep it, well, it's not going to happen. And the military can't do this for you. The people need to see it. The people need to push back. And the people are pushing back, by the way. Parents are pushing back. We could see we have a house now, which investigations are happening. A lot of states now have new governors. We see constitutional carry is coming into play. And soon, I do believe, we're going to have a lot more constitutional carry states than there are non-constitutional carry states. And by the way, I don't think you need a law to allow you to carry a weapon because it's the Second Amendment. And all they do is make laws on top of laws on top of laws. But we'll be discussing that a little bit later. But first, you can see that all these individuals, they were involved in shaping the narrative. Think about all the Twitter files that have been coming out and think that how these Twitter files were pointing to the FBI, how they're pointing towards the CDC, the FDA, corrupt politicians. They were all involved in violating everyone's rights. And Paul Sperry lets us know that, yes, these people, they were involved in shaping the narrative. This is what he put out there. Biden National Secretary Advisor Jake Sullivan sat on advisory board of Alliance for Securing Democracy when it falsely ID'd Twitter conservatives as Russia bots. Per Twitter files, Sullivan had also falsely hyped a Trump-Putin secret hotline. It's all fake. Then he put this out. Disgraced former FBI official Peter Strzok talked to the New York Times all the time, and Obama DOJ authorized Strzok and Lisa Page to sit down with the New York Times editors and reporters in January 2017 to talk about both the FBI mid-year exam and Crossfire Hurricane cases. And they were discussing Russian collusion and everything like that, which tells you everything you need to know. It tells you they were shaping the narrative. It's all fake. They made it out of thin air, all of this. And now the people are learning the truth. The people are understanding what's going on. And just like we mentioned about constitutional carry, Florida is on the verge of becoming the 26th constitutional carry state, which means there's going to be more constitutional carry states than non-constitutional carry. Now, like I said before, I do believe that everyone has a right to bear arms, carry a weapon. And those states that have a permit that allows you to carry a weapon or own a weapon, well, again, that is not a right anymore. That's a privilege, because if they take that permit away, you lose that privilege. So I don't even know how someone could have a concealed carry permit or a permit just to own a weapon, because it's actually repugnant to the Constitution. It's in direct violation of the Second Amendment, and the Supreme Court should strike this down, or the people should say, this doesn't apply to us because I have the right to bear arms. And if you're telling me that I need to get this license, just like a driver's license, and you could take this driver's license away, that's no longer a right. You just made it into a privilege, and that is repugnant to the Constitution. And I do believe that this is going to end up in the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court is going to say, yes, this is completely repugnant to the Constitution, and actually it infringes on the Second Amendment. I do believe that time is coming. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see the ATF. They're making their moves to remove the weapons from the people. And remember, this is what the Biden administration is doing. They're directing the ATF. This is why the ATF was put into place. It has nothing to do with tobacco and everything else. They set this up to go after the people's weapons, period. The end. That's what they did. And we can see right now Senator Roger Marshall, who has joined by Louisiana Senator John Kennedy in the Senate and Georgia Rep. Andrew Clyde in the House. They created a bill, and it's titled Stop Harassing Owners of Rifles Today. It's called SHORT, and it would specifically remove the taxation, registration, regulation in the National Firearms Act for firearms such as short-barreled rifles, short-barreled shotguns, and any other weapon. Why don't we just get rid of the NFA? Why don't we just get rid of ATF? Because they're completely unconstitutional. And I think as time goes on, people are learning a lot more about the Constitution. People are learning a lot more about the First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, you name it, because you can see what is happening, especially with the Twitter files. And that is associated to the First Amendment, the freedom of speech. And then you see the ATF and what the Biden administration and other individuals who are gun control advocates, they've been pushing against the Second Amendment. So people are starting to learn this, and especially they're learning about the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, and they're starting to learn, hey, we have rights here, and you can't be, you know, violating our rights. And I do believe this is a huge lesson that the American public are learning right now, because they've never seen this before. A lot of people have not seen this before, because a lot of people in school today, they're really not learning the Constitution. I mean, look at the judge that they're bringing in. They're asking the questions about Article 5, Article 2. They have no clue. I mean, is this the best of the best of the best? Or is this the worst of the worst? This person should be thrown out immediately. Unbelievable. This person can't do their job. And like I said before, every single politician who wants to run, they should know the Constitution inside and out, because they're swearing under oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. If they know nothing about the Constitution, what are they doing there? It makes no sense. So before they even run for office, I think every single person needs to take some type of an exam to show that they know something about the Constitution. Because if they're going to defend it, they need to know it, don't they? Absolutely. And you can see out in Ukraine, everything is starting to fall apart on the deep state players. And right now, we know they want World War III. They've been trying to do this from day one. And yes, they're going to try additional false flags. They tried false flags. Remember that missile that shot into Poland? I do believe that was a false flag. Everything that they're trying right now, bringing in tanks and things like that, it's all to create the idea that Russia is actually doing something, because this is how they provoke Russia. Now, is Putin going to fall for this? I don't think so. But Zelensky and the deep state players, They want fighter jets, and it seems they're not getting it right now because Hungary and Austria, they will not send weapons to Ukraine to prevent further escalation. We have London saying Britain does not believe it is practical to send its fighter jets to Ukraine. But I do believe what the deep state players are going to do, like they always do. They're going to create some type of an event and say, oh, my God, look what we need. We need fighter jets right now. And then all of a sudden you're going to see these countries saying, OK, you know something? Maybe we need to bring in fighter jets. This is how it works out in Ukraine. And we can see that this is all based around the money laundering. It's based around human trafficking and especially the biolabs, because a lot of information is coming out about the biolabs. And yes, we can see that the deep state players, they're panicking because they don't want this information out there, because this would completely destroy them if the public learns the truth that they were behind all of this. Can you imagine that? But look what's happening out in Brazil. And the realtor Brooke put this out on True Social. Brazil, now you can be in prison for refusing the vaccine, despite the proposal being rejected by 92% of the people who contributed to a Senate website poll. The same punishment also applies to those who spread false news about the vaccines or how they work. So you can be imprisoned if you don't take the vaccine and if you actually talk about it. I mean, are we going back in time where you can't say anything, where it's heresy and they throw you into prison never to be heard from again? I think we're back in that time, because here in the United States, what are you seeing? You're seeing the SS, which is the FBI, raid certain individuals, especially political opponents. You're seeing in other countries, they're saying they're going to arrest people if you even mention the vaccine or anything like that, or you don't take it. We see out in California that the doctors, they put legislation through that the doctors, they could be arrested or penalized if they go against the official narrative. Of course, there's an injunction right now. It has been shot down. But you could see where they're moving with all of this. We're going back to a time where there's dictatorship, where there's tyranny. And I think a lot of people are starting to see this, and it's becoming very, very clear right now. I mean, look what's happening to Dr. Jensen. In April 2020, Dr. Scott Jensen, a Minnesota physician and Republican state senator, said he received a 7-page document coaching him to fill out death certificates with COVID-19 diagnosis without a lab test to confirm the patient actually had the virus. And he said, last Friday, I received a 7-page document that told me if I had an 86-year-old patient that had pneumonia, but was never tested for COVID-19, but sometime after she came down with pneumonia, we learned that she had been exposed to her son who had no symptoms, but later on was identified with COVID-19, then it would be appropriate to diagnose on the death certificate COVID-19. Dr. Jensen explained, this is not a normal procedure. He said, for example, if the same patient had pneumonia during flu season and he didn't have a test confirming the patient also had influenza, he would never diagnose the patient with influenza on the death certificate. Now, because he didn't follow any of this, what do they want to do? They want to take away his medical license. And he put this out on Twitter. They are now using Keith Ellison and the Attorney General's office to take away my medical license. If this can happen to me, it can happen to you. Because he didn't follow the narrative. He didn't do what they told him to do. And if you don't do what we tell you to do, there's going to be penalties. And this is how tyranny works. This is how a dictatorship works. And now people are seeing this, just like people are seeing how bad the vaccines are. Every day you hear myocarditis, you hear pericarditis, you hear all of this, and more and more people are reporting that I have this. Now, this started when people were vaccinated. Now, of course, no one wants to say, oh, I made a mistake. Oh, it's from the vaccine. So the fake news, they're making up all different stories. And people are making up stories of why they got this. But there has been many, many studies, actually peer-reviewed studies now, that show that, yes, the vaccine causes this. So we have MSNBC, a reporter, Yasmin Vasuvian. She revealed to her viewers that she had been missing for a while because she developed myocarditis and pericarditis, allegedly due to a common cold. I mean, does this sound right? Now, she's telling everyone she's in incredible health. She says that she runs 7 miles 3 to 4 times a week. She does yoga. She doesn't eat meat. She doesn't smoke. She drinks occasionally. But on Twitter, it shows that she got the COVID vaccine. But they're saying, oh, it's from the common cold. Really? I think these people really need to come to grips that there is a problem with the vaccine. Now, is this going to happen now? I don't think so. I think as time goes on, when people start to learn and it gets worse and worse, and this is a terrible, terrible thing, as it gets worse and worse, people are going to come to the conclusion and people are going to say, okay, this doesn't seem right. Why is all the vaccinated? Just like when they said, hey, look, who has COVID? Oh, wait, it's all the vaccinated? That's interesting. And then we come to learn that, yes, the vaccine mutates the COVID virus and those people continually get the COVID virus. Well, I think in the end, people are going to really start to learn that it was the vaccine that caused all of this. I mean, really think about it. We had this individual who was out there saying that Pfizer is trying to mutate the virus to sell more vaccines. I mean, does that sound right to anyone? And where were they doing this? Was it here in the United States? Was it out in Ukraine? But it seems a little odd because Project Veritas went undercover, exposed this individual, and then all of a sudden, everyone started to learn that, hey, wait a minute, what are they doing? They want to sell more vaccines, so they're creating a problem so they can sell more? That doesn't make any sense. And we understand why they're trying to do this, because there's an article out there from Reuters saying, Pfizer forecasts steep fall in 2023 sales of COVID products. So if their sales are falling, how do you pick sales back up? Do you have to create a problem so people want the vaccine? Well, it's starting to seem like that's what they were trying to do there. But Project Veritas called them out on all this. And what did the fake news do? What did the social media platforms do? They started to ban Project Veritas, or the fake news didn't want to talk about it whatsoever. Project Veritas put this out on Twitter and said, breaking, YouTube insider leaks urgent guidance document sent to employees on how to handle the Project Veritas Pfizer direct evolution video effective immediately as of January 27th, 2023. And showing them, listen, anything that has this, it violates our policies, shut it down. And that's what they've been doing. So you know what James O'Keefe did from Project Veritas? He brought in an LED truck and parked it outside of Pfizer World Headquarters in Manhattan. And it's the interview of this guy saying that they want to mutate the virus to create more vaccines. Absolutely unbelievable. But what are we learning? We're learning that this drug, it's not even a vaccine. Remember, they changed the definition of vaccine because it didn't fit. It's a drug that makes you sicker and sicker and sicker as time goes on. And there's more and more proof. And we know out in California, they're talking about reparations. You know, everyone should get, you know, $250,000. Well, what about reparations for the billions of people that were forced to take this vaccine or were tricked to take this vaccine, which is not really a vaccine. It's a drug. DC Drano put this out and said, oh, you want to talk about reparations? Let's start with the people injured or killed from forced vaccinations, whose businesses were destroyed from lockdowns, whose kids were kept out of schools and people fired from their jobs for refusing to be injected against their will. And he's absolutely right. And what's very interesting, we just mentioned this the other day, the WHO is letting us know that the pandemic is not over. Why? Because they want to sell more vaccines. Remember, the sales are dropping. No one's buying what they're selling. And remember what they do. They got to create an event. They got to scare the people to force you into doing something. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking Multicollagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, and get ready to look your best this new year. So the WHO is saying that the pandemic is not over, but Biden made the announcement that the pandemic is going to be over on May 11th. Now, why May 11th? Why not right this second? What's the difference? That's very interesting. But you have to remember, the Republicans right now, they're voting on Wednesday to end this immediately. So they're voting to end this immediately, and he wants it ended in May 11th, which means he doesn't really want to end this. And I'll tell you why in a second. But what's very interesting, reporters were asking him questions, and he already announced that this will be ending May 11th. And the reporter says, what's behind your decision to end the COVID emergency? Joe Biden, the COVID emergency will end when the Supreme Court ends it. I thought he was ending it. That's very interesting. But the House, they're going to be pushing this bill. I wonder if the Senate is going to agree to this and actually move it to Joe Biden's desk. That would be very interesting because remember, he's just out there saying this because the House already started to push this. This wasn't his idea, but Jake Sherman put this out on Twitter and said, the White House will announce shortly that it plans to end the public health emergency for COVID-19 on May 11th, according to multiple Democratic sources. Marjorie Taylor Greene responded to all this and said, too late. Republicans already announced we're declaring COVID is over and passing it through the House this week. The GOP is leading on this issue and Biden is trying to take credit. Absolutely. So the question is, why don't they want this to end? Even though they said they wanted to end, but why don't they? Well, they can't get money for it then, because if there's no pandemic, they can't say, oh, for the pandemic, for these states, we need the money. Well, that's not going to work. Now, the other thing and the other problem is going to be for Big Pharma. Really think about this for a second, because the end of COVID emergency declarations also means people will have to buy out of pocket a COVID test, vaccine, and treatment. Who's been paying for the vaccines right now? We the people through the United States government. The United States government is buying millions and millions of vaccines. When you end COVID, what happens? The freebies disappear. None of this is free. Now, let's talk about the test first. Remember, they gave out the test for free. This is how they built fear. Oh, I have COVID. Oh my God, I have COVID. I need a booster. Well, if the tests aren't free, how many people do you think are going to be running out going, God, I really got to stock up on these tests, especially with the economy turning down, fuel prices moving up, the tax credits disappearing? Do you think people are going to be running and getting all these tests? No. Without the tests, what happens? Well, the pandemic completely disappears. Now, let's take this to the next step. What about the free vaccines? The people are going to go, hey, I want my free vaccine. Now they have to pay for it. You think people are going to be running going, how much is that? Well, $100? Yeah, you know what? I'm going to skip that one. Now you know why Big Pharma was out there saying, you know something? We need to do something because if they end COVID, because what we're seeing right now, they're not buying what we're selling. If they end COVID, we're screwed here. So we need something to keep this going. Starting to put everything together right now, I think it's becoming clearer and clearer. Just like the biolabs out in Ukraine. You remember, Russia wasn't there to take over Ukraine. Russia was to expose the deep state players, to expose the human trafficking, to expose the money laundering, to expose the biolabs, and put pressure on the deep state players. MFA Russia put this out on Twitter and says, Russia personnel acquired over 20,000 documents of the U.S. biological program. The materials confirm that the Pentagon aimed at creating elements of biological weapon and testing it on the population of Ukraine. Really think about this for a second. So people are thinking to themselves, well, what do you mean? They were just going to take it and actually spread it all over the place and say, hey, look, there's another virus. No, that's not what they were going to do. They were going to release it and blame it on Russia. Russia released a biological weapon on Ukraine. Would that bring us into war? Absolutely. Just like they fired that missile into Poland. Until everyone started to go, hey, by the way, that was Ukraine that did that. And why are you blaming it on Russia? And of course, they had to backtrack it all and everything like that. This is what they were going to do out in Ukraine. Now, they can't. They're exposed. I mean, they can try, but it's going to be very, very difficult. Tom Renz, he put this out on Twitter and said, U.S. Embassy just removed all the Ukraine bioweapon lab documents from the web. Why hide things if there's nothing to hide? Well, if you hide things and delete things, are they really actually hidden and deleted? Absolutely not, because you can always get this information. Nothing's ever truly deleted. Now we have DC Drano on Twitter. He put this out. He says, remember when the Pentagon confirmed the U.S. partnered with 46 Ukrainian biolabs and Hunter Biden secured millions for one of the labs, Metabiota? Well, now we have a February 24, 2022 letter from Zelensky ordering the destruction of all government files for Metabiota. I'm sure it's nothing. Then Luke Radowski retweeted this, and then Elon Musk liked it. Then Clandestine on True Social said the following: "We are on red alert. Elon just liked the tweet, quoting DC Drano, quoting my tweet. Elon has seen the goods." That is very interesting. Then we have the Russian embassy in U.S. They put this out on Twitter: "The active action of the Russian Defense Ministry has resulted in halting the military biological programs in Ukraine. In this regard, the Pentagon is actively relocating the studies that have not been completed within the Ukraine projects to Central Asia and Eastern Europe." So they moved the projects and they're continuing them in other places. Really think about this for a second. I wonder if this is why Bill Gates is out there saying, hey, there's going to be another pandemic. It's going to be man-made because, hey, by the way, we're the ones making it. Yes, this is exactly what they're doing. You think Trump and the Patriots, you think they know about this? You think the military intelligence knows exactly what they're doing? Absolutely. And we could see that everything that they're going to try to do, it is not going to work this time around. And the people are not going to buy what they're selling because it's all being exposed. And this is what the deep state players are trying to protect right now, because if all this information gets out and everyone starts to realize that they were behind all of this, it is completely game over. But think about all the information that's coming out right now, and especially on Twitter. Twitter is not banning any of this. Is Elon waiting for the right moment to release the Fauci files? I do believe so. Is he telling everyone, oh, the Fauci files are coming next week, to actually confuse the deep state players? Actually, Trump, the Patriots, they've done this many, many times. Remember, this is an information war. And if you want them to make a move, if you want them to do something, you trick them with information. And I do believe this is exactly what's happening. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that Trump is going to continually come out with solutions, and he's been giving solution one after another. Now he's going after the left-wing gender insanity, and he's calling out the wokeness, he's calling out these operations, and he's giving solutions to everything the deep state has set up, everything the Biden administration has set up. And Trump is showing the people we can stop this. Listen to what he says about the left-wing gender insanity.
The left-wing gender insanity being pushed on our children is an act of child abuse. Very simple. Here's my plan to stop the chemical, physical, and emotional mutilation of our youth. On day one, I will revoke Joe Biden's cruel policies on so-called gender-affirming care. Ridiculous. A process that includes giving kids puberty blockers, mutating their physical appearance, and ultimately performing surgery on minor children. Can you believe this? I will sign a new executive order instructing every federal agency to cease all programs that promote the concept of sex and gender transition at any age. I will then ask Congress to permanently stop federal taxpayer dollars from being used to promote or pay for these procedures, and pass a law prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states. It'll go very quickly. I will declare that any hospital or healthcare provider that participates in the chemical or physical mutilation of minor youth will no longer meet federal health and safety standards for Medicaid and Medicare, and will be terminated from the program immediately. Furthermore, I will support the creation of a private right of action for victims to sue doctors who have unforgivably performed these procedures on minor children. The Department of Justice will investigate Big Pharma and the big hospital networks to determine whether they have deliberately covered up horrific long-term side effects of sex transitions in order to get rich at the expense of vulnerable patients, in this case, very vulnerable. We will also investigate whether Big Pharma or others have illegally marketed hormones and puberty blockers, which are in no way licensed or approved for this use. My Department of Education will inform states and school districts that if any teacher or school official suggests to a child that they could be trapped in the wrong body, they will be faced with severe consequences, including potential civil rights violations for sex discrimination and the elimination of federal funding. As part of our new credentialing body for teachers, we will promote positive education about the nuclear family, the roles of mothers and fathers, and celebrating rather than erasing the things that make men and women different and unique. I will ask Congress to pass a bill establishing that the only genders recognized by the United States government are male and female, and they are assigned at birth. The bill will also make clear that Title IX prohibits men from participating in women's sports, and we will protect the rights of parents from being forced to allow their minor child to assume a gender which is new and an identity without the parents' consent. The identity will not be new, and it will not be without parental consent. No serious country should be telling its children that they were born with the wrong gender, a concept that was never heard of in all of human history. Nobody's ever heard of this, what's happening today. It was all when the radical left invented it just a few years ago. Under my leadership, this madness will end. Thank you very much.
And once again, Trump, he has come out with all these solutions, and he's going to continue to do this. And what do you think the people are going to do? Yes, this is exactly what we need. Yes, this is exactly what we need to do. And he's going to continue to do this because now it's very easy for him. Everything the Biden administration is doing, everything the deep state players, those behind the curtains, their entire agenda that they're pushing right now is something the people don't want. The people don't want any of this. The polls show it. The people know it. The people are going to go with the truth teller. The people are going to go with the solution maker, the peacemaker. That's where people are now leaning. And this is going to get worse and worse for the Biden administration, for the World Economic Forum, and all those people that are pushing these agendas. It will not work in the end. Just like January 6th is completely falling apart on them. I'm just waiting for the 14,000 hours of video to come out to show what really happened there. It's already been a month. What is the House doing? Release the tapes. Release it so the American public can see everything. And we should have clear video. None of this FBI, you know, blip and blurred stuff. We need the clear, crisp video so we can see who's involved, and we need to name names. But look what happened to Roger Stone. His case has been dismissed. He put this out on Twitter. This evening, Judge Amit Mehta rightly dismissed all counts against me in a civil suit filed by 8 members of the U.S. Capitol Police based on the events of January 6th, in which I had no involvement beyond the exercise of my First Amendment rights. And he's absolutely right. But you can see the deep state players, they're panicking because every step of the way and each time information is being dripped out, they're being exposed. And we could see Carrie Lake in Arizona. She is exposing the election fraud. She is showing everyone how they actually did it. And she has the ability to take this information and bring it up to the Supreme Court so they can see exactly what they've done. And this is something the deep state cannot allow to happen, because if this is exposed and it shows that they cheated in the election and Katie Hobbs is not the governor, which she is not, and Carrie Lake is actually the governor, this is a game over situation, because now the other states are going to go, holy crap, if it happened there, these same people were involved in the other states. Should we take a look? Should we do something? Now, there might be cowards, but we'll have to see how this plays out. But look what they're doing to Carrie Lake right now. The Arizona regime is investigating Carrie Lake and trying to jail her on felony charges for exercising First Amendment and exposing election fraud. Sounds like something the SS would do if you really think about Nazi Germany. Wait, you're trying to expose what we did here? Well, we're going to jail our political adversaries and you'll never be heard from again. I mean, we've seen this in past history. They're doing it right now. See, Carrie Lake right now, she's exposing all of this. And Carrie Lake's attorneys responded to the phony allegation because it is phony. They're trying to actually scare her in giving up. And I don't believe you can scare Carrie Lake. But look what she found out, and she presented this during her rally, and she came out swinging at the rally. She exposed the intentional machine failures targeting Republican voters in Maricopa County by comparing the Republican heat map with a map showing all the vote centers that were sabotaged on Election Day. So this is what she said. These two men have the gall to say that was just a hiccup. That was a hiccup. You waited for hours in line, and that was a hiccup. And she's talking about Stephen Richer and the other guy that was on trial. You had to go to three or four vote locations, and that was a hiccup. Your vote didn't count, and that was just a little hiccup. I'm sorry. That's not just a hiccup. These clowns trampled on your sacred right to vote, and now we know that Richer and Gates lied and downplayed what happened on that day. Remember, it's not Bill Gates. It's the poor Gates. This hiccup occurred in at least 59% of the voting locations. I want to show you something really, really disgusting. You can actually take your phones out. This is interesting, guys. We had observers in MTech, and for some weird reason, they had this map on the wall. We thought, well, that's interesting. This is a map, we were told, that shows the hotspots where all the Republicans vote. Why would they want that map on the wall? Why would it matter where Republicans vote? So you see the areas where it's really heavy Republican in Maricopa County, and you can see the dark red areas, and then on the edges in Maricopa County, it's light brown. Well, she says, I want to show you another map. This is an image showing all the vote centers that were sabotaged on Election Day. Do you see that? You're going. What's the difference in colors here? The white pins show areas that are just a complete and utter failure. For every single ballot that was tabulated, another ballot was spit out. That's a wash, right? Every ballot that was tabulated, one got spit out. Those were the worst case scenarios. These other pins here are areas where the tabulators were spitting out ballots all day as well. So if you take that map with the pins where the ballots were being spit out, and you take the heat map of where Republicans vote, and you overlay them, it all starts to make sense. What did they do? They rigged those machines. Now it makes sense. It's not a coincidence. They rigged the elections, just like they rigged the 2020 election. And I do believe this is why they're going after Kerry Lake, because they're panicking right now, because the election fraud is about to be exposed and the world is going to learn that Katie Hobbs and all these people, they lied to the American people, they cheated, and they overthrew a duly elected governor. That's what they did out in Arizona. And then you have to take that and expand that to the country and the 2020 election, because if they did it in Arizona, they did it in other states. Remember, it just wasn't Arizona. This goes all the way up to the deep state players, and you're going to see the same pattern in many of the states, the same tactics. This is going to be very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that the fake news is allowed to report on Biden's classified documents, and the fake news is allowed to bury Biden with all of this, because I do believe he is a liability, and this is why they're coming out with more and more information. We've come to learn that the FBI searched Biden's office at Penn Biden Center in November, and they didn't tell anyone about this. Garland didn't say anything about it. Biden's lawyers didn't say anything about it. And it seems that it wasn't even in their timeline. So why didn't they mention this? Well, number one, we had the elections. They didn't want to mention this before the elections. Two, I do believe all of this was set up to get rid of Biden in the end. And it seems this is the move they're trying to make right now. And I do believe you're going to see a lot more information come out about Biden. And remember, he has documents in the University of Delaware. But Paul Sperry asks a simple question about NARA. He says, funny how NARA didn't audit VP Biden's records like they did Trump's. NARA proactively dissected the papers Trump turned over in 17 to see if any classified docs, example, Kim Loveleather's missing. And that's how they got Trump in trouble. This was before anybody suspected he kept such docs. Ned Ryan put this out on Twitter and said, there is already confirmation that Biden removed classified information from the Senate more than 14 years ago. It now appears he also may have transferred classified information from briefing and documents to his notebooks. And more information is coming out about Biden, like his records out in Delaware. Remember, Judicial Watch has been suing, trying to get these records out in Delaware. And the Biden administration, they set something up where nobody can access this. And there's been much discussion of the classified documents being found in his personal library in Wilmington. But there's a huge library of Biden documents sitting in the University of Delaware. The university is sitting on Biden documents due to a cynical 2012 arrangement made by Biden when he was vice president and contemplating a run for the presidency. The president effectively locked away his records by giving them to the university, which has claimed for a decade that it is still working to organize and catalog the documents. You mean they're stalling. He has refused to allow the public or press to see the documents. Now, remember, we have the White House press secretary, Joe Biden, saying he's completely transparent. Well, who cares if it's cataloged? Let's see the documents. Judicial Watch has been suing to get these documents. You see, they don't want these documents out there because it would bury him. This is why he gave it to the University of Delaware. They are protecting it, and they're making sure nobody sees it. And just like the DOJ, where they hired the special counsel, they're protecting everyone else. And what they've done is they set the walls around Biden, and they're just taking Biden out, and they only want the people to see Biden. They don't want anyone to see beyond this. Now, they know the House is going to fight, and they're going to push, and they know that Durham, he is getting ready to make his move. Now, remember, he has a lot of declassified information, mostly on Clinton, on Obama, on Biden, and this is why they're pushing these propaganda headlines saying that Durham needs to be fired, Merrick Garland needs to get involved, because they know that Durham has this information. No, Durham is not done. Durham's not writing a report and getting all finished. Durham has all the D-class information. He has everything on everyone, and he's been building a case. It had nothing to do with Sussman. That was just an end to a means. It had nothing to do with Denchenko. It was an end to a means to get to the FBI. The first case was to expose Hillary Clinton, that she paid for the Alpha Bank hoax. The second case was to bring in the FBI to show everyone that they knew the dossier was fake, and they used it anyway to get a FISA warrant. See how this is building? Now he's going to be actually out there with another case, and this is going to build. And this is why the deep state is out there panicking over this. Because, yes, they can set up walls around Biden so nobody can see anything else. But the problem is Durham. The problem is Durham, and actually Trump, because after some years, you can use the Freedom of Information Act request and get the declassified information. But they know they have time with that. The problem is Durham right now. And this is why they're panicking. I do believe Trump, he's prepared and ready to actually take the next step in the information war. And I do believe this is why he painted his face red, white, and blue. I don't think he actually did this. This is computer generated, probably on Photoshop or something like that. And he's saying, okay, the war paint is on. We're moving forward, and we're ready to get our freedom back. We're ready to take the country back. This is what he put out in True Social. The Democrat DAs, attorney generals, and prosecutors are very dangerous to the well-being of our country. Many are deranged and only interested in pleasing the fake news media and the Democratic Party. Fair and true justice means nothing in our country anymore. I am being hit by so many Democrat prosecutors, local, state, and federal, all to keep me from running, and all because I'm leading by so much. The great people of the country aren't going to take it. Make America great again. Letting you know everyone's coming after him, now he put on the war paint. He's ready to make the next move, and he's starting to attack a lot of people. Let's go back to post 647 because it's just very interesting that tomorrow is Freedom Day, and this post is on January 31st, 2018, and Anon on the board said, I've posted this so many times. Tomorrow is Freedom Day. Q posted a flag named Freedom, and timing is everything. Tomorrow. Down below it says Day of Days. Now the D is in brackets and bold, of is in brackets and bold, and D is in brackets of bold. D of D. D-O-D? That's interesting. Then we have post 654, January 31st, 2018, and Anon on the board says, I'm guessing that the Freedom Statue and Freedom Day have to do with Q-stringers for freedom. Down below it says, News Unlocks Map. Then if we move to post 658, January 31st, 2018, it says, in all caps, Freedom Day, period, Freedom Day, _. And I do believe Trump is signaling Freedom Day, where now he's going on the attack. And if you remember from that video of the lion and the hyenas around him and the jackals were swiping and the lion was just standing there and the jackals thought they had the upper hand, all of a sudden, the lion said, enough is enough. And the lion tore through all of them, killing everything in its path. And the jackals, they didn't stand a chance. I do believe Trump, he's prepared and ready, letting everyone know it's time to take back the country now. Freedom. And actually, if you remember the movie Braveheart, where he screams out and his face is all painted, he's screaming out freedom. It seems that Trump is doing the same thing right now. And we could see the deep state, they're panicking. Everything's being exposed. The Patriots have all the leverage. The Patriots have everything on the deep state, and the walls are closing in on them. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off. Plus, receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. At any moment, it feels like it's going to hit the fan. Are you ready? Do you have at least 3 months worth of food stocked up? If not, go to preparewithx22.com. You'll find new, lower prices from My Patriot Supply. Plus, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping. This kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 solid months. It provides 2,000 calories a day to keep you well fed. Save $200 per kit when you stock up now. My Patriot Supply is on your side. They're charging less to help families more. Make sure to get one kit per person so you don't run out. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and save $200 per kit. Your kits will ship fast and free. With the world on the brink of chaos, don't take chances. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a Silver RRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified RRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of 5-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.